And our scripture readings today is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, and Philippians 4, verse 13. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
I love Jesus more than anything. He is the head of my life. He is, gosh, he's just everything that he's done for me, that sometimes I just feel like I need to sing and sing praises to him. And so I'm hoping that you are all okay with that. Some Sundays I will burst into song because he's so good. Amen. He is so good to me. So I want to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. And God, we do love you. We love you, God, because you first loved us. We love you, God, because you make a way where there seems to be no way. We love you, God, because you are our healer. You are our deliverer. And we thank you, God, and praise you. I ask today, Lord, that you bless my words, God, that you would touch those who are listening, that it would move them, that it would touch them, that it would give them direction. And we just thank you for it. Lord, I give you all of the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And I give honor to the elders today and to all of the trustees and to all of you, the congregation. And I'm just so thankful to be here. Thankful for this new journey that we're all on together. And today I like to watch Hallmark Christmas movies. I don't know if anyone else in here likes to watch those movies, but I love to watch those Hallmark movies. And pretty much in every movie, at some point, someone has to take a leap of faith. Can you relate? It seems like in every movie. And at this time in my life, as I was watching, because they had on Christmas in July this week. So I've been watching those Hallmark movies, and I started to think and reflect actually on my own life. And at this point in my life, and taking this position and joining all of you, I had to take a leap of faith. It's so different from anything that I've ever done before. It's different because I was raised in a different denomination. So things are different, but I just felt in my spirit there was something in this. I felt that God had something special for me, but not only for me, but something special for you all as well. And as I was sitting and thinking and reflecting on it, he began to show me that not only did I have to take a leap of faith, but you all had to take a leap of faith. You had to take a leap of faith on someone who's not from the disciples of Christ. That was not my foundation. But you had to trust God and say, God, we're going to take a chance on this girl. And young Marge met me in the hall, and she said, you do not look young enough to be ministering. And I said, I told her, I'm 54, Marge. And she said, I'm 94. And it made me think, you know, it's just the way we look at things. You know, to me, I'm like, oh gosh, I'm too old to start something new, to do something different. But she gave me perspective on that. Amen. And so today, that's what I want to talk about for just a little bit here. I want to talk about taking a leap of faith. And so we're going to start with Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. I have a hard time seeing it, but I imagine that it's up there. And just follow along. We're going to read. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That is taking a leap of faith. Like I said, when I made the decision to come here, I had to trust that God had a plan. He had a good plan for me to come here and to do things totally different than I've ever done them before, to do things and to be with new people. And you know, it's so easy for us to get caught up in our comfort zone. And we're like, that's my seat, and I'm going to sit there, and no one else, you better not sit there, because that's my seat. And you know, we do that in all walks of life. And so to make a difference and take a chance and jump out and try something new, it takes us not leaning to our own understanding, but trusting that God knows what's best for us, and that he truly has a plan for you. He has a plan, and it's a good plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, plans of good and not evil, to give you hope and a future. So if he guides you to take a leap of faith, you can trust that you're not going to fall. He's going to catch you. He's going to provide a way of escape. And that makes me think of this meme that I saw on Facebook. I look there often. I share scriptures and everything, but I look there often, and some memes are just really funny. But this one really touched home, and it made me think of this sermon. There's a guy, and he's standing on the edge of a cliff, and he wants to get to the other side, but there's a valley between him and the other side. And so God tells him, jump. And he looks over, and he says, I can't do it. I just can't. I can't make that jump. It's too far. I'll fall. And they go back and forth. God says, jump. He says, I can't do it. Now, how many times have we had that battle with God? God tells us to do something. And we're, I don't know. I don't feel like I can make it. Well, eventually he does make the jump, and he starts to fall. And he looks up at God and says, I told you I was going to fall. And he fell onto stairs that led him right to the other side. God has a plan for us. It's like we think it's not what we see. What we see, it's not God. It's not always what we see. I'll put it that way. God has a plan, and he doesn't always tell us the end from the beginning. We have to take that leap of faith. We have to take that jump and trust that what he's guiding us into is the best plan he has for us. So I want to encourage you today to take a leap of faith. And then I have some examples. I like to give examples of scripture. So we're going to move to the next slide. Genesis 12, 1 through 4. And I'm going to talk just a little bit about Abram and what a leap of faith he took. He's a perfect example. And this is before he was Abraham. He was Abram. And God told him to leave everything you know and go to a land that I will show you. He didn't show him what the end was going to be. He's going to show him along the way. So Genesis 12, 1 through 4. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And that's what I was saying here. He says, I'm going to show. He had to take a leap of faith to do that because he didn't know even where he was going. God said, I'm going to show you. That's a leap of faith for God to tell you. Have you ever had him tell you to do something and you just, I don't know. I can't see the end. I can't see. I'm not sure. I'm unsure. That's where it comes, our faith, to take that leap of faith and trust that he's not going to lead us wrong. The next slide. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. In this leap of faith that Abram had to take, God is telling him, when you make this leap of faith, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. Sometimes he has plans for us. God has good plans for us, and we have to dare to step out to get those plans. We have to, it's like putting them in motion. It's like my mom used to say, jump into the wind and see what happens. You know, I trust God. And that's what it's like. You have to take that, just like the guy on the cliff, you have to take that step and take a chance and jump in knowing that God's going to lead you. And when you do, you take that. He has good blessings for you. He has good things for you. He says to Abraham, he's going to make his name great and he'll be a blessing. And not only will he be a blessing, he'll be a blessing to others as well because you take that leap of faith. Next slide. He says, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. See, when you dare to take a step, he's going to protect you, is what he's saying. He's going to protect you. Those who bless you, he's going to bless them for watching over his child. Those who bless you, those who curse you, he's going to take care of them as well. Amen. For cursing you. And he says, all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. So when you take that leap of faith, there's no telling how many other people will be blessed because you dared to trust God. You dared to step out on his word, on his promise, on what he's calling you to do, what he's calling and asking of you. Next slide. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram, who was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And that's a big thing. As I was saying earlier, Abraham was 75 years old when he took this step. Many times we feel, oh, it's too late. It's too late to do this. I can't do it now. I, I let things pass and my life has gone past me. And now I can't, God, I can't take a chance. I can't take a chance on that. But I think of Abraham at 75. He went to a place he didn't actually know where he was going. God just said, trust me, trust me. And so even in, as we all are growing and maturing, it's never too late to take a leap of faith. It's never too late to take a chance on the things that God is calling you to do. Amen. Amen. Are you in agreement with me? It's never too late. I think of Moses, and he was 80 when he helped to deliver the Israelites from Egypt. So it's never too late to take a chance. If God is telling you to go out now and start to volunteering in the community, to start making a difference in the lives of young people, it's not too late. If he's telling you, believe me, he's going to provide the way for you to do it. He's going to strengthen your body. He's going to strengthen your mind to get out and make a change. And if he's giving you, you feel it in your heart that he's telling you to do something, don't let fear stop you, because it will. Fear comes to try and stop us. But no, God says, I didn't give you a spirit of fear. I gave you a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. So you can dare to step out knowing that there's no fear in God. He's going to take care of you. He's going to. You can trust in that. Another example that I thought of, with it being the 4th of July weekend, and happy 4th to everyone. I hope you all enjoy this holiday. And I've been really enjoying seeing everyone's 4th of July clothes. It's been a blessing to see it all. But it made me think of our forefathers and a leap of faith that they had to take to leave England when they did for freedom. Not knowing what was going to be in the new land, not knowing who was going to be here in the new land, but they took a chance and they got on that boat and they came over here to America. And had they not, we would not be able to all enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy. So I think just for another example, that was a leap of faith it took them to take and come out into a whole new land. And I think of all those who came to America, all of the immigrants, and who took a chance and took a leap of faith and came to America. I just think that is a leap of faith. You have to trust God. You have to trust God. I also thought of myself, and I like to give myself a lot of examples just because I've gone through a lot of things in my 54 years. But when I decided to attend a doctoral school at Oral Roberts University, I had never left home before. I'd never gone away. And I was 40 years old. So first of all, I thought, I'm too old to do this now. I can't take a chance now at 40. And now I look at it at 54 and think, my goodness, you were young. Good job. And so, but I moved. I actually moved and moved to Tulsa for 2 years. And I'd never done that. Been away from my parents or my siblings. And no one was there, just myself and my son. But I watched God make a difference in my life. I watched him with that leap of faith. It affected so many people when I took that leap of faith. It changed people. I was able to encourage young ladies, single mothers. I was able to encourage them to take a chance. And I can say, look, I did it. And God brought me through. You can do this. And so I think many times we do things. Our leap of faith is so that we can share it with the next generation or with the next person who needs that encouragement. So I want to encourage you again. You're not too old. It's not too late. If God is telling you to do something, you can take a leap of faith. And I have another example for you. I just want to hit this home with you. But we are on the next slide. Luke 8:43-48. You know, we will face trials and you will face opposition when you take a leap of faith. And I think of this example in Luke 43-48. It's the woman with the issue of blood. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Next slide. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Next slide. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng from thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? Next slide. And Jesus said, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. Next slide. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and now she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Sometimes when we make a leap of faith, there's a healing involved. We have to dare to step out, and knowing that in her case, there was a healing involved, but also in her case, that was a big leap of faith to touch Jesus' garment. At that time, women really had no rights whatsoever, and especially in the presence of a man. For her to make the act of touching his hem was a leap of faith. It was a true act of faith, trusting that God was going to heal her, trusting that he had what she needed. And she took that leap of faith, risking her life, that she could be jailed or beaten or what have you. And so sometimes when we take a leap of faith, we have to know that there may be risk involved. But if God is in it, and if God has called you to do it, you can take that leap of faith. I think of Romans 8:28, which is my absolute favorite scripture. And it says, All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And with that in mind, knowing that he's our protection, he's going to keep us. So no matter what, we can take that leap of faith, knowing that God is not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. If he has put it in your spirit to take a chance and do something new, you can trust that he's going to keep you. He's going to. He says all things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So sometimes, even when we fail, God works it for our good. And I've seen that many times. He's worked it for my good. And so I thank him for that. And I have a few more examples, because I just want you to get this morning, that taking a leap of faith, it's a little scary, but gosh, it's so important. In your growth in God, in what he's calling you to do, hearing him and knowing that he's calling you to take a chance, but that he's got you. I watch Shark Tank sometimes with my sister, the Shark Tank. And in there, one of the sharks is Daymond John. And I was looking at his story and reading his story. And he's an entrepreneur. But when he first started, he had no seed money. He had nothing to get started with. But he knew God had given him a plan to design clothes. And so his mother had to take the leap of faith in this case. His mother mortgaged her house to help him and let him use it as his factory to develop the clothes that he made. But now he's a multimillionaire. So sometimes you have to take a leap of faith. You may not see it. And I just love that story, especially for our young people, to know that sometimes it's not always what it looks like. You have to take a chance. You have to trust that God has what's best for you. And a final example I want to share is just my own mother. My mother, we came from a church where women just didn't have a say in the church. We'll say that. They did not have a say. And yet she felt a calling that God was calling her to minister to people. He was calling her to touch the lives of people. And in our church, she wasn't allowed to do that. So she took a chance back in 1984, and she stepped out. She left that church and she stepped out. And she founded her own church under another ministry, but she founded her own church. And, you know, she took a lot of flack. She took, oh gosh, there was name calling, which always surprises me among Christians, but they called her names and they just disowned her, all of her old friends, because she took that stand. But she had to take that leap of faith. Had she not taken that leap of faith, all of the lives that she touched over her life, we wouldn't have them. They wouldn't have that where she led them to Christ and where she made a difference in their life, where she touched their life and she spoke into them. We wouldn't have that. We wouldn't have me or my brother, who are now ministers, had she not taken a stand and taken that leap of faith. And so I want to encourage you that just to to trust. Trust God's word. Trust him when you hear him leading you and guiding you to take that faith, to take that leap of faith. And because it not only benefits you, it benefits, you know, it may benefit more your whole family. It may benefit your community. You're needed. And so you have to take a chance and know that God has you. And so finally, with my last scripture, Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. It's very simple. You're not doing it on your own. When you take the leap of faith, it's not in your own strength. It's in God's strength. You can do anything through Christ who gives you strength. If you feel he's calling you, know that he has called you and you can do it not on your own, but in him and through his strength. So you cannot lean to your own understanding, as our first scripture said, knowing like Abram had to do, trust that God has the answer and he's going to guide you. Like the woman with the issue of blood, you have to take a risk. Sometimes when you take in a leap of faith, you may have to take a risk. And then finally, even as our forefathers, there's an unknown out there sometimes, and you have to take that leap of faith. Although you do not have all the answers, the end is not there. You have to just trust that God has a good ending for you. And so today I want to pray for, as I'm closing, I want to pray for those who need to take a leap of faith, or you feel like God is giving you the call to take a leap of faith, but you're feeling apprehensive about it. So that's what I want to pray for today. And I normally would say, lift your hand if you, so I would like you to, if that's you, just let me know so I know I'm not so far off. You feel like God is leading you to do something different. Thank you. So let's pray that he's leading us and that he will be there for you. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for those, God, who are feeling called, God, to take a leap of faith, to go into something that they've never done before, or God, to help someone that they've never helped before, God, to make a difference in the community, God, to make a difference in the life of people. We thank you, God, that you will fill them with your Holy Spirit and give them strength and guidance and direction, God, to make that difference. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. And then we praise you for each and every one here today. God, I thank you for your healing virtue, God. On those who are in need of healing, I thank you. You are a healer, and I speak healing over the congregation. And then, Lord, I thank you for deliverance. Those who need deliverance, I speak deliverance, God, over the congregation. And I give you all the praise, all the honor, God, and all the glory. You are a worthy God, and we love you. We adore you. We bless you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.